It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown creature.
What's happening, everyone? It's us. It's us. It is us. Welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA. I'm your host, the Unknown Preacher, aka LA, aka Lonzo. In other words, I'm nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Amen. 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 Listen, everyone, again, I told Jackie we needed to put extra work in, and then she started talking about labor laws and giving her enough notice. It's always something with Jackie. Y'all just don't know what I have to deal with. I think she wants to go solo so badly she can smell it, but we will catch her next time. And let me say this, Kinston, North Carolina. New Generation Hip Hop Gospel Event, June 28th. We are happy to announce the second person on the program, and that person is none other than California's own Christian comedian, KC Crayon. KC Crayon, y'all, give it up for laughing is good for the soul, and KC is going to have us rolling. I promise you. Now, our guest today. Wait, are y'all all ready? Our guest today. Did we cue her up? Is she ready? Our guest today. We are so fortunate to have her on the Unknown Preacher LA, representing Kansas City, Missouri, and ATL. It's professional runway coach and model. Founder and CEO of Unlimited Exposure, Shay. Shay, welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA. How are you?
Hey, I am doing well. I am doing well. How are you?
I am great, man. We are glad to have you on. How's the weather there?
It's a little chilly here still. It's a little chilly. This weather is definitely bipolar here in Kansas City, so one minute is warm and then the next minute is back cold, so yeah.
I say it sounds a lot like our weather. Again, we're just glad to have you on, and so I want to share with our listeners, when I read this post on your IG, I thought it was commendable, and I knew we had to have you on our podcast. So I want to start by reading this. Hold on. Wow. I get so emotional looking back at these special moments with me. It's always been about impact. If I am not impacting others with the work I am doing, then I don't want it. This is what set me apart in the industry that I am in. My passion truly is my ministry. It's not about money, fame, attention, or anything in that nature. It's about women being changed, women believing in themselves and finding who they are, women overcoming, women knowing their worth. I never thought I'd be where I am today, but I have arrived. God knew this would be me all along. I truly thank God for shining his light on me. so I can shine my light on others. What you see isn't fake, but it's truly who I am. God always get the glory, and I am so thankful for the change I have made with the women in our community. My heart is full. Man, that is deep, Shay. I love it, man. I love it. Yes. Thank you, my sister, for that. This is so true. And Christians understand that there are many types of ministries. And when we model, no pun intended, when we model the way, having faith, staying humble, giving God the glory, helping others, we are moving in our ministry. So you are moving in your ministry. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
What was going on in your mind? Well, tell me about that moment when you made that post, if you recall.
Yeah, I was just looking back over, you know, the years for me, you know, when I first started modeling and coaching up until now. And I just think about one, I never thought that I would be where I am right now. You know, growing up, you know, I didn't have, you know, positive women around me, encouraging me, uplifting me. I didn't have that. And to be that woman to other women was just like, wow. Like, you know, like God really did it, you know? And so I always say, you know, my passion, it is my ministry, because it's not just about modeling. It's not just about how good you can walk and how good you look. It's so deeper than that. And so that's how I knew what set me apart from other runway coaches and other models, because it's more than just that. I'm actually like really building up the self-esteem in these women. Really building their confidence. And they never thought that, hey, when I come to this runway class, I'm going to come and my life is going to change. I'm pretty sure they don't think about it like that. They think like, oh, I'm about to just, you know, learn how to walk and learn how to be fashionable and learn how to be pretty and things like that. But then when they come, it's actually more than that. Yes. And so I also said to myself that whatever I do here on this earth, I want it to be meaningful. You know, I want it to be intentional. And if it doesn't, if God is not getting the glory out of what I'm doing, then I don't want to do it. If I'm not making an impact and changing other people that are connected to me, other people that are coming across my path, then I don't want to do it. It's just, what are you doing it for, you know? And so it's just like, you just have to have some type of intention behind it. Some type of impact behind it. And it's just amazing just to see the little girl that I used to be. And I was unsure about who I was, and I was insecure, and, you know, I had low self-esteem, and I struggled with depression and all those things. And just to see who I am now, it's like, wow. Like, it's just so amazing.
It is. And I'll say, I'm so impressed with what you're doing and why you're doing it. And giving credit where credit is due. And it's funny you say that, because I found myself looking back saying that I was blessed, because I've had phenomenal mentors who could see my full actualization. They saw what I could become and would tell me that. And so when you don't have it, I can't relate, but I just always wonder, and I admire people who still come up. Speaking of which, so tell us about your come up. Where and how did it start?
Okay, so growing up, I always watched America's Next Top Model. Like, it's always been my thing. Like, I used to sit in front of the TV just studying the models and the, you know, the women. I used to always say, like, man, like, I want that to be me. Like, I want to do that. Like, and so I just grew up watching Tyra Banks and her show, and I knew, like, wow, I've always wanted to do it. But really deep down inside of me, I was like, I know that would never be me. You know how you want to do something, but you just had that doubt inside? And so as a young girl, I was like, oh, that would never be me. Like, I want it to be me, but it would never be me. Then in 2018, I just started, I always took pictures. So I always had my phone taking pictures, taking selfies. And so it's just always been my thing. And then I just tapped into it in 2018. I started taking I took my very first photo shoot in 2018. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing local fashion shows here in Kansas City. And then pretty much from there, I just decided that this is what I wanted to do. So I made that decision what I wanted to do. And then I just kind of went from there. And I think that's where it starts with making the decision first. Like, yes, this is what I want to do. So make up in your mind what it is that you want, and then do what's necessary to get where you're trying to go. So I started doing that in 2018. Mm-hmm. And then probably a year after that, I was like, I'm really good at this. Like, my walk is really, I don't know. Like, there are great models out there, great walkers out there, but it was just something about my walk that was just so different and unique. And yeah, so I was like, I kind of want to teach this to other women. Like, I kind of want to teach this. So I began to, I had my first runway class, which I didn't know, you know, really, you know, the first time I was like, I don't know how this is going to go, but it actually went really well. And that's when I knew that, you know, it was a gift. It wasn't just something like, oh, this is just something that I'm doing. No, it was really a gift. And so I started that, and then it just went from there. Like, I just kept doing it, and it just kind of went from there.
Wow. Amen. That's a great story. And I know when you hear, well, a lot of people, when they hear about models and they think about people in the industry, and sometimes you think about, you focus on looks, you focus on the suffering that some models go through, endure to maintain those looks. And I wanted to put an emphasis on your servant attitude and how this is such a positive thing, a self-esteem builder, I think, from what I'm hearing from you, that you agree with that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what do you say to people who focus on those negative aspects?
If you focus on the negative, that's what you're going to get, you know? And so it's all about coming in agreement with the positive things. And if you speak those positive things, it will become your reality. So you just have to speak positive things to yourself and don't look at the negative so much, because it's going to become your reality, you know? And so if you say things like, oh, I'm not good enough and I'm not pretty enough, and you're going to start to really believe those things, and you're going to start walking and talking like that, you know? So it's just all about your mindset and the things that you are feeding to yourself, because whatever you feed is going to come alive.
Yes. Yes. And so you said earlier, tell me a little bit about your works. And I know from seeing you on IG, what made you stand out. Tell us a little bit more about that.
What makes me stand out? Mm-hmm. I really feel like what really makes me stand out is my passion behind what I do, because a lot of people do things just to do it, just to get attention, or just to say this is something that I'm doing just for views and just for likes. And I'm not like that, you know. Yeah. I'm actually doing it to see a change, not only within our people, but just within our world itself. And again, I just think that so many people are doing things for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing things for, number one, like I said, again, for God to get the glory out of everything, you know? Yes. And then, so it's just, I just always had that different light about me, mm-hmm. which I always felt like I didn't fit in the modeling industry. So I had to create a lane that was for me.
Yes.
Because I never felt like that I fit in the modeling industry at all. Honestly, I didn't. But so I created that lane for me, and it worked, and it worked, and it set me apart. And
that's what's up.
Yeah,
that is what's up. I know that you mentioned Tyra Banks earlier. Anyone else in the industry you looked at, or is there anyone in the industry who helped you?
Honestly, growing up, no, it was all about Tyra back then. Like, growing up, it was her. I didn't watch anyone else but her. So it wasn't Naomi Campbell for me back in the day, because I didn't really watch Naomi Campbell back in the day. It was Tyra Banks. Now, I mean, we all know that Naomi Campbell is the GOAT. She's the GOAT, you know, so that's just period. And I absolutely adore her. But it was Tyra for me. And now, Ryan, now, her name is Diva Divana. She's an icon. She's a model. She has done so many great things in the modeling industry. So that's someone that I actually, you know, look up to. Yeah. And really watch and things like that. And she's a big inspiration to me for sure.
Gotcha. And you just made me think about something else. And I go through this when I speak to youth and at community centers. And if you don't have like a real person, a person right next to you who you could look up to as a mentor or a model, there are like authors of books or even celebrities we could look up to and use them as somewhat of a guide. So that's a very good point you just made. I'm impressed by the sisterhood I see on your pages, and you're talking about the sisterhood and the empowerment. It's just impressive to me. So how did you get there and never? Because I think that's something else that made you stand out. What led you to that? And especially in an industry that can be competitive and divisive from my lens, I may be wrong, but from my angle, that seems like a very competitive field. But you embrace and you empower those women and you talk about sisterhood. So what navigated you to that?
Honestly, it started back in 2018. So before I tapped into modeling, I've always wanted a group home for teenage girls. Wow. Right? So that's really where it started. I've always wanted a group home because when I was younger, you know, I went through a lot of trauma, depression, anxiety, you name it. I've been through it. And so I wanted to help young girls while they were young. So by the time they got older, they would have the tools that they need to be successful. And so it started back then, having that passion to help young girls. And then it kind of pushed me to, when I started modeling, it kind of pushed me to do the same thing in the modeling industry as well. So it's always been a part of who I was. And it just followed me no matter what it is that I touch or do. It all goes back to that. It all navigates back to that. For me being that little girl struggling, not knowing who I was, struggling with my identity and things like that. And I just wanted to, with me overcoming those things, because you know, when young girls deal with anxiety and depression and trauma, some girls, they don't make it out of that. You know, they kill themselves or they overdose, you know, just all type of different crazy things. And to see myself make it out of that, there is no way that I'm not going to encourage the next girl or the next woman and say, hey, I've been through the same thing, but look at me, I overcame it. Which goes back to, I also wrote a book, and the book that I wrote was called Overcoming. And in that book, I talked about the things that I struggled in my childhood. So now in the modeling industry, it's the same thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it is competitive, but I teach the women that are connected to me in the modeling industry, the models that I teach them like, hey, you are an individual. There's no need to want to be like anyone else that is around you. You know, God made you different and he set you apart. Find out who you are and walk in that. And so I just teach them to basically find out who they are and know that there's really no competition. You know, it's just not. But because women, sometimes we get jealous, we have insecurities and all these things. But when you know who you are, and you know what you bring to the table, all of that has to fall underneath your feet, you know? So, yeah.
Wow. You know, I dropped the ball because I do my research and I did not know about you writing a book. That's even more important. And so I want you to be as comfortable as possible, but I also know that, like you said, when these young women or young men hear your plight and the trauma or depression, and they say, okay, I'm looking at Shay and she over overcame those things and look at her now. So it could be inspiring. Is there anything that you want to share or pull out? You touched on depression, trauma, and is there any experience or anything that you are open to sharing? And if not, we totally understand.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, a part of who I am now, it just always reverts back to my childhood. You know, my mother being a single mother, for example, you know, being a single mother, not having, I always knew who my dad was, but he was never in the same household, you know? So number one, you know, that just seeing, you know, my mother struggle with certain things that I can't speak about, but just seeing her struggle with certain things. Another thing, I'm the youngest in my family. I have four of us. I'm the youngest, and I'm the first and the only one to graduate high school. So my parents didn't graduate high school. My siblings didn't graduate high school. And for me, that was huge, because what is that? That's breaking generational curses. And it's not to put a negative light on them, but it shows that the generational curse can be broken. But it all goes back to your mindset. You have to make a decision, say, hey, you know, this is what I want for my life. No matter what I experience and what I've been through, this is what I want. And you do anything possible to get there. But it's just overall, it goes back to childhood. And that's why if you don't go back for that little girl in you or that little boy in you and heal that, you're not going to be successful in anything that you do. So it all goes back to childhood, and because we all done been through things in our childhood.
Absolutely.
You don't confront that. If you don't face the abuse, or if you was hurt or whatever, if you was neglected, if you don't face that, there's no way that you are going to be the best version of yourself.
Yes. I was speaking at the Boys and Girls Club maybe about 2 years ago, and I remember you just made me think of something. It was this adorable young little girl, and she just had the brightest smile, and I remember it hitting me like, and I want to do an episode about this in the future, colorism, but she was just an adorable little girl, and I thought about, like, I don't want to see you see what people go through. And I walked up to her and I said, always have that smile. And because I see little kids who have the brightest smile, they look at everything positively. And then that trauma or something occurs and you just see it change, and they become, and especially with women of color, you know? And so when it breaks your heart, but when you, everything you're saying is just so true. So thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us about the modeling agency you started, part, because you talked about to come up as a model. I think this is a really big deal. So what got you into starting your own modeling agency?
Honestly, I've been running from that for a little while now, and I was like, no, I don't want to start an agency. I was like, no, it's just too much responsibility, just too much. And so I ran away from it, but then the idea just kept coming back to me. Like, it just kept coming back. I'm like, okay, I probably am supposed to be doing this. So I just went ahead and said, okay, I'm going to do it. And so I named it Unlimited Exposure, because I don't want there to be any limits to what we can do. And sometimes we put limits on ourselves. Yes. And so I was like, no, up in here, no, there's no limits. Like, there's no limits. Because if you say, hey, I want to do X, Y, and Z, you can do X, Y, and Z. You know, you have to have that faith, and you have to have that mindset. And me as an agent, as a CEO of Unlimited Exposure, it's my job to push my models to get where they're trying to go. And so I just decided that I wanted to do it, and I did it. And that's the thing. Sometimes all you have to do is do it.
Yes.
You know, and quit allowing things to just sit in your mind or sit in your heart and actually put action to it and do it. And that's what I did, because you just never know. You take that faith, when you when you step out on faith, you don't know what God is going to do. You know, you don't know, but you would never know until you try. Right. And so me just stepping out on faith, because I have, I don't, honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing. And that's how you know that it's God.
Yes.
That's how you know that it's God. Because I've never had an agency before. Wow. So I'm new to this. So basically, my models are walking with me through this journey. And that's why this agency is not for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's we're going through a journey together.
Wow. So, how do you go about selecting who goes through your agency?
So with me, it's the beginning stages because I just opened up the agency last month. So okay. What I did was I had a casting call.
Mm-hmm.
I had a casting call, which the models, they come and they'll try out. They'll do their model walk. We'll ask them a few questions and we'll just judge it based from there. Based on, you know, the look, the personality, how well they answer questions, how well they present themselves, if they have an international look, you know. So it's everybody will not be selected. Mm-hmm. However, I made it very clear. It's so crazy because this is just the type of person I am. Like for the guys and the women who did not make the cuts.
Yeah.
I made a post and I just say, hey, you know, one no does not determine your destiny. So just because you got a no from me, that does not mean that your career ends there. So you can't, because a lot of people, they hear no and they don't want to do it no more. And exactly. You have to understand that you're going to get a million no's, but all you need is one yes from God.
And it's like high school all over again with men and girls. But yeah, that is great advice. We often feel defeated and we just, you know, give up. And for you to take the time to reach out to the people who didn't make it, that's commendable.
Because we can do this. It can be discouraging, you know, if you have a passion for something, it's like, oh, you know, in your mind, you're like, I don't know what the girls or the guys have done behind closed doors to get there. You know, yeah. I don't know what they did. Some people put in a lot of work and then just to hear it, and then just to get all the way there and hear a no, it can be discouraging, you know. And so I'm just the type of person where, and that's what sets me apart. Because who do you know take out their time and say, hey, sorry, I'm sorry that, you know, like one no doesn't determine your destiny. Who do you know that take that extra step to still be there, you know? So definitely.
Wow. Anything else for aspiring models? You kind of touched on it now. Is there anything you want to add to that?
Invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. I would say invest in yourself, and you can't expect anyone to invest in you if you don't first invest in yourself. So investing in yourself, taking runway classes, taking posing classes, going to casting calls, just showing up for yourself, investing in yourself, and also just, again, not giving up. You're going to receive a lot of no's, especially in this industry, but it does not determine your destiny or your worth. And then also, just perseverance, just keep going. Because it gets hard, you know, it definitely gets hard. And the most important thing is invest in your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing that you can do in this world if you're not okay mentally. If you're falling apart mentally, you can be the most talented person in the world, but if you're not okay mentally and emotionally, you're going to watch your dreams fade right in front of your eyes. And so just taking care of your mental health, saying no sometimes, you know, stretching, you know, going for walks, just different things. I don't know, writing, but different things mm-hmm. to make sure you're okay mentally. I think a lot of people forget that. It goes back to that. And then putting God first, because again, there's nothing that I will be able to do if God wasn't the center of it. And if God is not in it, it's not going to last.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Anything else you want to share before we wrap up? I'm just really impressed by your interview and all the work you're doing.
No, I just, you know, who knows? You all may see me all over the billboards and all that kind of stuff. But
claim it. We will. I have no doubt. No doubt, man. And anything we can do for you, me or my team, please don't hesitate. I think we're all in this together because we all have purpose and it's larger than all of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. And I appreciate you for having me and taking the time out of your day to get me on here. I had an amazing time. And yeah.
Me too. Me too. And we feel your spirit. So I tell you what, man, you are going to do. You're doing great things now, but it's going to be bigger than you could ever imagine. And we're going to claim it. And hopefully we'll have you back on sometime and you can give us an update.
Yes, for sure. I'd love to.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you again. We really appreciate you and everyone. That's our show for this week. I tell you, we are so fortunate to have Shay on. I want to thank her again and thank her for being this standout model and entrepreneur. We appreciate you and love how you're leading the way. And so for everyone else, we will see you next week as we do our part to make the world a better place. And in the meantime, we'll keep looking up to God. Amen, amen, and amen.
It's the unknown, unknown. It's the unknown, unknown creature. The